We're right in the heart of East Galway. We're about 2 miles from Aucrim Village and probably 5 or 6 miles from Ballinasloe Town.
This is your own family farm and it goes back quite a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was probably my great-grandfather that bought this back in the Land League times, I suppose, and it's been passed down from that to my dad, and my dad left it to me shortly before he died, and it's been mine since. I'm just mind, it's land, like it's not yours. You just get to mind it for your lifetime and then pass it on, sort of hopefully somewhat improved.
Tell me a little bit about the idea for this music festival, how it started.
This music festival started with a very simple idea. Myself and my fiance at the time, or my wife now, we were planning on getting married, and we didn't really want to standard, you know, church hotel wedding, and we have this beautiful farm, and we had the idea of just doing something here. And we were having dinner with a few friends one evening, and the idea of a festival got mentioned, and there was a guy there, Richard, a friend from England, and he said, "Oh, festivals are easy, no problem at all. You have a venue, you book a few bands, you get a lighting stage guy and a few food trucks, and bang, there's a festival." And he made it sound very simple. And we got all excited about it. And then we were kind of thinking, and I said, "That's not as simple as it sounds." So I had a friend, Barra O'Flania. He was involved in organising the Secret Village Festival, in Ballyhadreen a few years ago. And I rang him, asked him would he be interested in helping out with doing a full-blown festival for the wedding. And he said, "Yeah, sure." And he came down and took a look at the site. And as soon as he saw the site, he said, "Yeah, festival, that's what this piece of land is made for." And he encouraged us to do it with a mind to a pilot festival, for possibly doing it a little bit more commercially or a little bit more publicly the following year. And we did that, and that was a lot of fun, just organising it. You know, it was kind of cool. Sharon was very heavily involved in organising all that. And I was farming very, very consistently. I got the field ready. She did everything else, and Barry did all the music curation and stuff and the stage management. And it worked out. It just fitted. It was fun. It was easy, and it was an awesome day. We had a fantastic event.
It all stemmed really from a simple conversation about maybe some celebrations around your wedding, looking at what you had available to you already and looking for an alternative.
Yeah, that was it. And it was the landscape really that set the thing. Like, I've always wanted to do some sort of a big party. I used to, the mount, as we used to call it, where the main stage is. It's set up exactly like for a party. It was my playground when I was a young lad, and it was a wonderful opportunity just to do a full-on festival.
Cormac, I'm going to move to your wife now, Sharon Sweeney, because she has a lot of the details, I believe, about what's going to be planned. So Sharon, I believe the event is called Livestock. Now, I get the play. There's two things going here, obviously Woodstock and then livestock from the farming element as well. So it's a great name even for the event. Tell me a little bit about when you're planning all of this is going to happen and what people can expect.
So this is happening on the 1st and 2nd of July. People can expect a wide range of things. What we've tried to do is ensure that there's something for absolutely everybody at the festival, no matter what your age, no matter what your interest. We've tried to cater for as many people as possible. We're delighted to have the likes of Keela. They'll be headlining alongside Jiggy. We have Bunnaskion, Barley Mob. They're all highly recognisable, fantastic acts. And then we have more local acts as well. We tried where possible to bring in as many local talents as possible, and there's so much local talent. There was very difficult decisions made around acts. But people would recognise maybe the Galway Street Club. We have them coming, Martin Staunton, John Keneally, Tom Portman. So there's a wide range. Evoke are a local band as well from Loughrea. They're a young band, but they're hugely talented. So I guess what we're trying to do is, we knew COVID was hard on everybody, but we felt that the music sector probably got hit disproportionately. So I guess by running this, we're providing this platform and get the guys back out doing what they love doing.
But this is an incredible adventure for you both, because you were telling me earlier, Sharon, you're originally from Birmingham. You spent a lot of time in Donegal. You moved to Ockham when you met Cormac and got married. You said to me, I'm not from a farming background. You did work in Chagas, you told me, but you're not from a farming background. And now you're organising a music festival, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, all right. But I guess, as we were saying, that if we didn't do this, you know, everything is, if we didn't have the site that we have, if we didn't have the setup that we had, we wouldn't consider it. But it's the type of thing that if we didn't do it, because the festival we ran for the wedding was such a massive success, if we didn't do it again, we would have just had this regret for the rest of our lives. So we'd rather try it.
So where we're walking now, this is going to be the site for one of the stages.
Yeah, this is the second stage. We're down sort of at, from where you come into the site, you were at the back of the venue. And we'll have a second stage set up. It's going to be called the Oak Stage. It's set up under a load of big, huge, big oak trees. And it's going to be kind of nice and sheltered. And we'll have a lot of the bands playing down here. The music will actually start down here with on the Friday with a DJ blasting out reggae music, Jazz Heel from Westport. And then it'll lead into various different bands. The lineup is available on the website, I think. Which bands are playing on which stage, and this is kind of going to be a cool chilled out sort of vibe. And the main stage up in front of us then on the mount will have the other bands and everything. The music kicks off I think at about 2 o'clock on the Friday and probably at about 12 o'clock on the Saturday, and stays blasting into the night.
Cormac, if ever I saw a place that was perfect for a music festival, this is it. I mean, it's hard to describe this because people can't see it, but it's just a beautiful open swept space here, surrounded by trees, one huge, humongous tree in the middle of the site. But it's just so calm and peaceful, and you're not that far away from anything either.
We're just two 5 minutes from the motorway, and there's train stations, bus station in Ockham. It's very accessible, but as you can see, we're curtained in completely. Once you come in past the entrance, it's like you're in a different world. You can forget that the rest of it is out there and just immerse yourself in the isolation, I suppose, of what this farm has to offer, while still being very, very close to the rest of the world.
I wonder how the animals are going to take all this excitement.
The animals have been banished to the far end of the farm and will stay there for the duration. It's the farm extends back up further away. This is kind of the northern part of the farm, so the rest of the farm goes back up. And yeah, the cattle, it's just cattle at the moment. I recently turned organic, converted over. I'm in conversion for organic farming since April this year, so I've reduced stock numbers somewhat. And the cattle are, haven't been told, but they'll hear it, but they'll be away from the business end of the festival for sure.
Can you tell me a little bit about, outside of the music acts, what will be on offer?
So outside of the music acts, we have a lot of workshops going on. We have a lot happening over the weekend in general, but for example, workshops, we have yoga, meditation, drumming, West African dance, maybe things that people might not have experienced in their ordinary lives that they'd like to give it a try, and open invitation to attend with it. We have traditional craft demonstrations happening.
There is a whole kind of a historical angle on the craft demonstrations. We have a really cool guy, Tim from Tang. He's coming, he's going to do an iron smelting over the weekend. He'll build a furnace on the Friday and smelt down some iron over the Friday night and Saturday. And beside that, there's going to be a guy forging iron in a traditional style forging. That's going to be open to workshops, and he'll have people you can come and make various iron works. He'll help you out at that kind of thing. There's the pole lathing and spoon making and chair making, a whole range of kind of craft, traditional craft, the old style timber work that's going on. A few guys from down the country, I think in Clare, maybe doing some of that. And there's a little mini Viking village that's coming, that's going to be awesome, little display. We have a longbow maker, a friend of mine, Jack Pison from Cork, He's going to be there showing, making longbows and talking about them and demonstrating them and stuff.
There'll also be the weaving workshops. They'll be demonstrating and giving people the opportunity to try that as well. And we have a wide range of children's activities as well. We're very lucky to have Mudbugs. They're coming down and they're going to do some arts and crafts with the children using nature-based materials. We have Rinka, who are originally from Donegal town, and they actually run children's fitness classes. So it's not the usual activity for a festival, but I love what they're doing.
Can I ask you both a little bit about the logistics of the whole thing? I mean, what have you found to be the most challenging?
It's challenging by all means, but it's all very doable. You know, there's people, we have a really good team. We have everything delegated. Like I'm involved in site preparation. A lot of it, like it's a little bit like farming. You know, you get a field ready before you let in cattle. I'm getting the field ready before I let in a load of people. It's a bit more detailed, but similar. Sharon's involved in nearly all the administration and the office work and stuff. Her children are heavily involved in helping out. Jack, her eldest son, is doing all the graphics and all the artwork for it. A friend of Kiva's, her daughter, is doing all the social media work. We have Barra, again, doing all the festival stuff, the music curation and stage management and all that. And it's just putting the full team together. We have a friend of ours doing this, curating this art exhibition that's going to be here around us. And once you have a good team, the challenges kind of melt away and everyone takes their department. And it's challenging, but it's not difficult as such.
Yeah, it really is about the team that we have around us. We wouldn't be doing it if we didn't know so many awesome people. We definitely wouldn't be doing this without Barra. Ingla, with her expertise in the arts world, like that we have her for the art gallery and so forth.
And what has been the community reaction to this?
The community have been fantastic. They really have. They've the whole parish of Clontoscott are behind us, and the village of Ockram.
Even Ballinasloe is very excited about having... It's lifting the whole area. It's, you know, it's just something amazing going on in East Galway. Something else amazing, something new and amazing that's going on in East Galway, which is a lot of the festivals in the country seem to go west-east of the Shannon. And just to be bringing a little bit of excitement back.
So all you need now is the weather really to be on your side.
Yeah, well, that's all been arranged. So it's going to be about 30 degrees all weekend. And so bring your straw hat. Hopefully, I don't know, the weather is the weather and you do what you can. We've got plenty of cover for if it's a wet day. The stages have stretch tents over them and...
We've prepared for the worst and we're hoping for the best. Yeah.